been said that the full moon brings with it evil and doom. But at Degrassi, it brings something much more sinister.
When you told me you were going to be a zombie for the dance, I didn't think you'd look so rapturous.
Well, hello! You're a feisty London mix, aren't you?
Yeah, Claire.
Are you serious? I'm trying to eat you! Don't you see that this is not supposed to be sexy?
You want to cuddle first? Come on, I'll let you eat my brain. It'll be hot.
Are you serious? Just the other day, what did we both decide about wearing matching gladiator costumes? Does this look like a Roman helmet to you? What were you thinking, Riley? What?
Oh, that was gonna kill you.
Always thinking about yourself.
I'm an idiot. Forgive me.
No!
This is the lamest dance ever. I went to a school in Belgium where they flew the entire student body to Transylvania for Halloween.
Oh my God, you're beautiful.
I know. What are you supposed to be?
I'm mine.
Your blood, it's intoxicating.
Oh, sorry, darling, but I'm not one for PDA.
A steak? It was just a costume.
So was this mime getup. Fiona Coyne. Man eater.
So be warned, when the monster moon rises in the night sky, think twice before attending a dance at Degrassi High. They suck.
Love is this one time in Paris. I was 14 at Dior Couture with my mom. And she asked me to try on this dress, and I was like, what'll people think? It's so different. But I tried it on anyway, and it was so beautiful. I couldn't breathe. It changed me. I guess that's why I've had trouble finding that special someone. They're all the same, but no one's been a Dior. Definitely not abusive Bobby, and no, not my brother. There is one guy who's different, though. And sweet and cute. Okay, Adam has a crush on me.
Love is intense. When I see her, she actually moves in slow motion. Time stops and it's like high heart meets stomach. Holy crap, she's perfect. Of course, I fall for the most beautiful girl in 12th grade. Out of my league is an understatement. I mean, look what happened with Bianca. I put myself out there only to be called a freak. What if this girl feels the same way? I don't want to get hurt like that again. Maybe Mom's right, I should lay low. But I keep having this dream where she runs up to me and I hold her. She says, Adam, you're the guy I never knew I always wanted. And then Fiona kisses me. Doesn't care that I'm transgender. Then I wake up, just a dream.
Love is not being able to focus in class, which isn't very practical, seeing as I have a test like next week. But how am I supposed to take notes when all I can think about is his sweet eyes and his cute hair and his sexy smile? Oh, it's official. I'm pathetic. Why do I always go for guys that I can't have? First, it's Sav, this stupid arranged marriage stuff, and now an older man that I barely know. Well, maybe I can get to know him better by, like, faking sick. I'll go in and see him and be like, Doctor, can you check my heart rate? Ooh, bad idea. Then he'll be able to hear how fast it's beating. Having a crush on your mother's cancer doctor isn't such a bad thing, is it? Don't look at that.
Yeah, love is a game. You play your cards right, and you can get any girl you want. You know, it's hard when you're me, the man, you know, and every girl wants you. You see that? That girl just checking me out. have something on my face? Didn't think so. So you might be asking, why doesn't Turner have a girlfriend? Answer, why would I settle down for just one when I could play the field? All right, look, I'll admit, love is impossible in high school. Don't tell anyone, but Jenna dumped me, Allie played me, and none of the girls will hang with me. Whatevs. It's not like I have time for a relationship anyways. Original Battlestar Marathon with Connor and Wesley. I could've kept my Cylon on.
Great. The ultimate cheer battle is tomorrow, and we're how many power squatters short?
Four.
This is so depressing.
If we had any less people, we'd have to call ourselves the power person.
We haven't been this tight since Paige broke her leg, and of course, it's when half the squad comes down with mono.
That's what they get for making out with guys from Bardell.
That prize was ours. $5,000 towards Degrassi Athletics, not to mention that sick trophy.
Yeah.
Why can't we catch a break? It's like the whole universe is against us.
What is wrong with you? You're supposed to be our captain, and all you've done all day is complain. Those girls, they need a leader. And the Shantae, I know she's unstoppable. She would find a way to make this happen.
You're right.
Get a grip.
I got it.
You're losing it.
Anya, I get it. We need four girls. Four girls that have the ability, strength, and sass to pull off a power squad routine seamlessly in competition in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, you don't forget what I said earlier.
No, no. We can do this. And I know just the four girls for the job. Here's the skinny. We're four girls short, and we have a really good chance of winning the ultimate cheer battle.
$5,000 for the school.
And a sick trophy.
Let me get this straight. Half the squad is sick, and you're trying to rebuild the team one day before a competition.
Yep.
About the size of it. Have you considered they might not let unregistered power squatters compete? There are rules, regulations.
That's why you'll be competing under one of the names of our missing sickies.
Your name is now Rashonda Jones.
You now go by the name Cindy O'Toole.
That girl that smells like soup. Fine, but I want 40% of the cash if we win.
2%.
20.
10.
Sold.
Your name is now Erica Chan.
Right. Guys, I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
I'm not a cheerleader. But your sister Darcy was one of Power Squad's best.
Cheerleading is not a genetic trait.
I hate to break it to you, Edwards, but your Power Squad legacy. You have to do what we say.
Loophole.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Loophole.
Okay. Fine, I'm in.
You'll now go by the name Zahava Ziegelstein.
Okay, I'll do it.
Please, you have to do it for the school.
All right, I'm in.
And the winner gets five. You said you'd do it.
Yep, I like the sequin uniforms.
Looks like we got ourselves a power squad.
I always thought Power Squad was for bubbleheads and followers, but the energy we're creating is totally magical.
You're right, Claire. I forgot how good this feels.
Right now, I feel like I'm in a room full of my sisters.
I love you guys.
I hate you cows.
Stumbling around like a water buffalo, maybe we wouldn't look like crap.
I told you I have a bunion.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. Learn the right steps.
It's a stupid move.
You're a stupid move.
This is a nightmare, a true and utter nightmare.
Okay, guys, it's 3 a.m. Let's take one more shot at the routine and then call it a day.
Why? It's not like they're ever going to get it. There's no teamwork, no camaraderie. What's the point of any of this? You know, I picked you guys because I thought that you were all unstoppable, but all you are is stoppable.
Shantae, calm down.
No, you calm down. I believed in you guys, that we could do anything. Why did I lie to myself? We're failures. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
blew it. They totally blew it.
Because we might actually have a chance at winning this thing.
What? No way are we gonna win. We haven't even made it through our routine, not once. Now you listen to me, Edwards. You think I don't know that the odds are against us?
Word.
That we're the underdogs, that every move will have to be flawless.
You tell him, sister.
I know we might not have a chance of winning this thing, but I do know this. We have worked, we have sweat, and we have cried to be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel unstoppable. And so should all of you. Are you with me? What are we?
Unstoppable.
What?
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Now let's do this and win that trophy.